Welcome in to another edition of Conversations with Carlisle here on WBDG, and I'm John Easter, joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Coach Don Carlisle. Coach, how are you?
Good afternoon, good people.
Well, here we are again with another edition of Conversations with Carlisle. Giants coming off a 1-1 weekend, the loss to Carmel in overtime, 43-42, and the win over the Attucks Tigers on Saturday by the score of 65-56. So, first of all, Coach, let's go back to Friday night and talk about Ben Davis and Carmel. Overall, what were your thoughts on the game?
Terrible start. I thought that we spotted them, you know, for 16 points early, to where which we had to come back and fight. I was proud of our defensive effort, especially in the second and third quarters. Those two quarters, the second quarter, we scored two in the first, they scored two in the second. Where we struggled was to score. We missed eight layups in the first half. You make those layups, we do a few things differently on defense, then, you know, I think we're sitting pretty or in a good space going into halftime. But third quarter, we came out, tied the game, took a lead, and played them kind of even in the fourth quarter, where we had so many opportunities to win the game. I think we just gave them too many opportunities to win is where we lost that game. The saving grace and the onus on that game is we had to play again on Saturday, so we couldn't think about it for too long. We had to get ourselves ready and prepared to go into Attucks and play those guys.
Now, Coach, this is a question that Jackson wanted me to ask you, so I preface with that. So, you know, don't throw anything at me. But he was wanting to maybe know some of the thought process there at the end of the game, maybe calling a timeout, something like that, to set up a final play. What was kind of some of the thought process going into that?
You know, there's a few different schools of thought that goes into that, especially if we got the ball in transition. Sometimes there's a scramble where you get a better opportunity to go score. You call the timeout so that they get the timeout as well. So, you know, I could have called a timeout. I called it before, and we didn't execute the play that I wanted to execute. I thought that the ball should have been in the hands of someone who could have broke it a little quicker, and he'd be the recipient of that shot at the end. But it is what it is. It happened the way it happened, and, you know, it was for that reason, and we'll learn from it and move forward.
Well, you know, overall, come back then the next night, let's talk about the Attucks game. Go over to Attucks and get the 65-56 victory over the Tigers at their home gym. So talk about that one.
It was a weird game. It was prefaced by Clay Butler was out, so we had to move in a direction. We didn't have to. I decided to move in the direction of Mark Zachary, the freshman, who's been playing outstanding basketball on the JV level all year. He's earned the right to be able to put his stamp on the game on the varsity level, and we gave him that opportunity, and he showed up. I think that he and Zane were the difference in the game. Those guys played well. Of course, it's a team effort, but I thought that Mark showed that he, even in the Carmel game, he had some moments where he played really well.
Kind of gave you a real spark.
He gave us a real spark in that second quarter, and he was able to get some steals. I think that he had four both games that he played. So once he gets acclimated and get a good understanding of what we want from him at that level, and I think he'll just be a good player for a long time.
Coach, you're right now averaging about 50 points per game on the defensive side of the basketball, which that puts you in some pretty elite company when you look back over the history of Ben Davis basketball. There's only about three teams in the last 30 years that have allowed that low of a point total. So what is it on defense that you like about your squad?
I think that we play hard. I think that is a good compliment when your peers will come back and tell you how hard that guys play. They enjoy watching us play and the style of basketball that we play. But from my standpoint, we got a lot of room for improvement. Maybe it's just the coach in me and you know, just me with the vision that I have for the group. The games that we've given up and the plays that that matriculated on the defensive end has been the demise of us. The same thing that'll make you laugh and happy is the same thing that'll make you cry. So those are things that they're easily correctable as long as we continue to work and do the things that we're capable of doing. But with that being said, you know, I didn't know the numbers specifically, but I think that we could be a dominant team defensively. We went on our 11-game streak. People could talk about how free-flowing the ball was, but it was free-flowing because we got stops, steals, and rebounds that led to easy transition opportunities at the other end. So if we can replicate that, get our defense playing at the level that we were playing when we were really, really good, it'll be really, really tough for people to be able to score on us and to stop us.
Well, when you look back again at that Carmel game, something I was noticing when you look at Carmel's roster, they have guys that have played in state championship games, and the Giants, we really don't quite yet. Kind of go back to your first years as head coach, you had guys that had state-level experience, had that big game experience as you were coming in. So how much is a game like that game against Carmel, where you play a really experienced basketball team? You know, they had three guys that played big minutes in that state championship game last year, and you know, a lot of guys on the bench that were watching that are now starting. So how big is that experience level in a game like that?
It was the difference. I think that you look at a guy like Pete Suter, who in my opinion was the difference between us being state champions in 2019 and not. He came in off the bench and played extremely well for those guys, and he was a freshman at that point, and now he's a senior. So you get someone like that on your team. He hit some really, really big buckets. He got a couple big deflections and steals in the fourth quarter. He got the and one where he was up four, hit the free throw to cut it to one in regulation. So he made senior plays. For us, being able to go through as many, you know, every loss that we had this year outside of Fisher's was 3 points and under, and most of them were about one. So you just have to bump your head, learn. These guys won't continue to make the same type of mistakes that's been plaguing us in those close game losses. And, you know, as coaches, we got to get better. I have to get better. I'm never going to blame it on a kid. We always put ourselves in positions to be leaders. From my standpoint, I just got to do a better job preparing them and for those moments. It's hard to replicate in practice with that type of pressure or, you know, the time and situation in the game. It's hard to replicate that in practice, but we just got to do a better job of putting them in positions to be successful when those times come.
I know Coach Mike Kirshner, he used to be the head football coach here, used to say, players win, coaches lose.
Exactly.
That's the way it works. Kind of turning the page now to this week, obviously you've kind of had a sort of a time to get some practice time in this week with just the one game coming up on Saturday, but now we'll be out of school Thursday, don't know on Friday, don't know what's ahead because it could – 27 inches, you know, we don't know how much snow is going to fall.
Exactly.
So what is that like for you as a coach where you have to kind of plan through this disruption of what's normal?
Man, we've kind of got to be creative in how we go about things. Today we came in early before school, just knowing that we couldn't practice after school. We got a little bit extra time in the middle of the day. So there's things that we're going to do as far as usually we would go over our scout today, and go over personnel and the things that they do frequently, so we can prepare for a victory on Saturday. We'll probably have to do it over Zoom. We'll probably have to get the guys a scout report and the film. We'll have to do those things over Zoom. Just be creative. I think COVID, what it did is taught us how to do things remotely. A couple years ago, it might have been a little bit of a different situation to where we would have maybe not done anything and kind of talked about it when we got back in front of each other. But with the experiences that we had the last couple of years, it also put us in positions to be better when we can't actually meet in person. So I think, you know, from my standpoint, we'll do something like that to where we can still have the same type of experience that we would have if we would be in person.
Well, and they this week is the Avon Orioles, a team that has only won 5 games, but mm-hmm. that is so deceptive because they've been in so many of them. I got a chance mm-hmm. to watch them on television when they played Pike, and they were right in that game until the very end, mm-hmm. can put some points up on the board. Certainly a very challenging team defensively to handle. So new coach this year as well for mm-hmm. for the Orioles. So and it's an afternoon game on a Saturday. So all of those things kind of play into this. What are your thoughts on Avon?
I never really liked the early game. Mm-hmm. It takes us out of our routine and schedule on a game day, but it also gets you out early and you're able to enjoy your weekend. So there's a pros and cons to those games. But from my standpoint, that team, it's similar to the Decatur Central team where they play extremely hard. They have a guard who can go get 25 to 30, and they surround him with shooters. The difference between Decatur Central and, in my opinion, Avon is Avon can put 5 shooters on the floor and spread you out. So where our advantage would be on the inside, they're fairly small. On defense, we'll have to try to match up with those guys on the perimeter with our big guys. So, and Krishan, what's his last
McCray.
Name? McCray. He's doing a great job. He had 42 against Decatur Central. He followed that up with a 33-point effort and a win. So he's playing at a very, very high level right now. A really fast, probably. I don't know if he's, if not the fastest, one of the fastest. I think that maybe Tracy from Decatur Central might have been one of the faster players that we played. But I think that both of those guys kind of rival each other as being extremely quick and fast and able to put a lot of points up on the board with due to their quickness. He's kind of Allen Iverson-ish. Extremely quick. He can shoot the ball, and he gets everybody involved. So it'll be a challenging game for us, but a good one, you know. Every team seems to have, especially in the MIC and in our sectional, seems to have a good lead guard, one or two who can put points up on the board. So it will just give us some more experience and trying to defend guys like that, and especially a team like Avon who has shooters all over the floor. It'll be a difficult task, but I think we'll be up to it.
Yeah, it's Avon Ben Davis. So they want to beat the Giants. Everybody just like everybody does. That's what Coach Whitty always used to say that.
Always.
So anything else for the people out there?
Hey, this weekend is our middle school acknowledgement. So the middle school teams will be acknowledged. I don't know if it's at in between the JV games or at halftime of the varsity. I think that it's in between the JV varsity game because we have winter homecoming in the midst of the varsity game. So come out and support. Show our young guys, our future Giants, some love as they come and get their recognition on their season, their years, and they'll be recognized before the varsity game, in between the JV and varsity. So make sure you come out and support those guys. Make sure you come out and support us. We always relish and enjoy the support from all of our fans. Just come on out. It's an early game. You can get in. I think JV tips at 12 and varsity at 1:30, and then you can go about your business for the rest of your weekend. But we would definitely implore you to come out and help us lead our team to a victory.
And I'll be on PA, so you'll get to hear me butcher a lot of names at the winter homecoming and other things. So, Coach, thank you very much, as always.
I appreciate it.